story. And there he walks up, Pio, and it's spring 26. It's beautiful now. It's the best season, the best place to be in the world this time. And he has been praying that, yes, I would like to be an angel on earth. Angel acting in a body, like, so I can do things here. Or whatever form you want me to have. But here I am in this form. And then this morning, this beautiful Sunday morning, here, stands there, and it is as if you can feel it, how this clay stuff, the burden of the gross physical, made of those gunas, raja, tamaguna, this thick. Of the physical body kind of sinks down and goes into the ground, and left is a body more made of, you know, the pure energy, which it is really. This body is an information structure in a holistic energy. Matrix. And the traumas, or the some scars, you know, the British, the, all these things that yoga is to some extent in part there to remove, or to massage and clean up and clear up, and, you know, to free-flowing energy again. You know, there may be lumps there in us, stuck, you know, heavy. So there he's standing doing this qigong that he learned from his Chinese doctor who he learned from the Chinese mother of his sons. It's the best in town. Old Tao monk or whatever. And he just taught him the simplest qigong. But as he said, very effective. Doesn't have to be complicated. So he's doing it, and when you do it, you just remove that. The impurities, the anarthas, the and there you are, and you stand here in this world, but more as the angels stand here. But there are angels walking among us, and those are the ones who have, while still remaining in this physical form, as you call it, this form of this body of the five senses in Burloka, have purified it, sattva. And you know, in China or in Asia, they are sometimes called the immortals. It's a name for such people. And it's not that they are, you know, a little confined to a small elite of highly advanced sages or, you know, big something that one that you should worship as an icon. But they're popping up, you know, more and more these days. I mean, there are hard times in the world, strange times in the world. And then you will find, you know, both the dark and the bright becoming more polarized. And again, it is said in the Wisdom Chronicles of India that in this age, Lord Chaitanya, God appearing as a devotee to himself, is not here to kill the demons, which religion sometimes think God comes to do. We are the only followers of God that's killed the others. They are demons, devils. But to kill the demons and the devils within us. And yeah, part of that would be clear out the junk in there. And you know, sometimes in hypnotherapy, now it's P, you're thinking here. We do that like an exercise. You know, go deep within. Nice trance, transcendental trance. And then let experiences, memories, pictures, whatever, come, feelings come. And then sometimes, oops, you might notice your liver. And then, oh, there's something there. And clean it out, clear it out, the chi, the prana, the life energy. Energy that upholds our entire form, that powers our muscles and makes us able to act here. It's not done by some molecules in fibers. It's done by this force, the chi prana force, that is here, upheld by our pure, strong minds. And our presence of as conscious living beings, that's where the power comes from. That's where the existence that we find here comes from, actually. It's resting upon the real, very real, much more than it seems to be here, real existence of real reality. And we are dreaming right now. But even here, we can become real. And walk around as real people while still retaining this specific form for a specific purpose. And then when it's time, you know, it's over and it's done, then bye-bye. It's nice to meet you all. Work is done. I had a good time. Thank you. That's how it should be for all of us. And you know, they said that in this time, this age, the yoga dharma, the way for us to wake up and clear up like this, it's even hard to do for us today by, you know, the classical yoga and all those old systems. There's an even simpler method now. simpler way. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalona Steva Nasteva Nasteva Gatiranyata. Chant the names of God on the streets, dance and chant together. Who cares about colors of bodies or dress code, whatever? And this is going on. And it's the most beautiful thing going on. So, but it's a consciousness to be reawakened, and that's what, you know, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada called Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. We being aware at every moment of that we are parts of God, we're the children of Goddess and God, and hey, let's have some fun together here. You know, this game we are playing, it's not a game of me win, you lose. It's a game of let's figure out how we can, now when we are on our own, win together. We can all be winners. And the loser is Maya. Who will stand there smiling as a servant of God also? Just, yep, you win, I lose, thank you. Game over. Yeah.